It is the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show on 860 AM WNOV and W293CX 106.5. Wherever you may be listening, however you may be listening, whether on those particular stations, the TuneIn app, the Simple Radio app, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, radio tab on the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com website or anywhere in between, we are happy to have you along. We are live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I am your host. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
The WisconsinVegetableGardener.com is your destination for over 965 garden-related videos, digital magazines, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and a whole lot more. Always like talking with you, whether through the ivyorganics.com hotline or via social media. And we've got, so with that all being said, it's cool, it's chilly, the winter is coming. So we want to winterize our homes, and it kind of falls in the garden category, you know, being self-sufficient, being taking care of yourself type of umbrella. So we're going to talk about ways you can be more winterizing your house on the cheap. Obviously, yes. We can spend a lot of money and do a lot of things and replace a lot of stuff. We're going to go over 8 things here in which you can do to save money in your home during the winter and to make it a little more enjoyable, because the winters here are not that pleasant sometimes.
Right. So the first thing is, and it's something that you can do, to winterize your house, but also to make sure that you're warm versus freezing in your own home. So the first thing you want to do is make sure the windows are closed and latched.
Seems like a simple thing, but you know, you close your windows, and I've walked around and it's been winter and I've noticed that they're not latched, they're closed, but you latch them, you get that complete seal with that weather stripping at the bottom. Makes a big difference whether you have old windows or new windows. So make sure they're latched, and just for security purposes too, that's smart too, but just go around and make sure all of them are closed, because that little bit, that tiny little bit of gap can allow that cold air come in. Makes a tremendous difference over a 2 or 3 month period of getting that cold air in.
Right. So that's, since we're talking about weather stripping, you want to check the weather stripping in the doorways for gaps. I know our back door, one time it snowed a lot and there was snow between the...
Coming in.
Yeah, snow coming in between the essentially the screen door and the regular door. So obviously, maybe it's not as weather-stripped as much as it should be. So definitely check for that.
Well, another way you can do that, very simple, you see these things, you can hold a candle or a lighter. Just go outside when it's dark. Somebody go on the inside. Somebody go on the outside with a flashlight and just shine around the perimeter of the door. And if you can see light come in, you've got holes that you need to close up because, oh, it's just a little crack. Well, a little crack at -2 degrees is a lot of cold air that's coming into your home over the winter months, and money that you're spending heating that cold air that doesn't need to come in the first place.
Right, and with that being said, if you don't have the ability, maybe it's a second floor window or something like that, but you feel that
or door,
yeah, you feel that there's definitely a draft, you can take caulk and make sure you seal that
silicone
up, or silicone. And then also you can use the plastic, which is, they sell it at most hardware stores. It's a plastic that you apply with, like, basically a hair dryer that is essentially keeps the cold out a little bit.
It's a giant sheet of saran wrap, essentially. You adhere it to the frame of the window. You use a hair dryer to heat it, to stretch it, to tighten it back, or to tighten it back up. So it's like a mini window of plastic. And we've done that in one room, and it made a tremendous difference. Just over the winter a couple of years ago.
Especially if you have a window that you know that is quite drafty, or it gets a lot of wind coming in or coming from that direction, it's definitely something to consider.
Well, also on the filling the cracks in around the window, if you just got a small little crack, let's say it's 2 inches or 3 inches, and you know there's air coming in, and you don't want to go to the hardware store and buy silicone for $4 or $5 a tube or however much it is, just use toothpaste. Use toothpaste at a very thick jelly type of, or gel type of material that will fill and seal that crack in, just like silicone. But you don't want to use this on a large application.
You want to make sure it's the same color, like probably white, like your window, so that you're not putting blue or green toothpaste.
Right, but what I'm saying is for a little small hole, that works very well, instead of having to invest in a large tube of silicone that you're only going to use a small amount and then throw it in the drawer and forget about it, and it dries up and you never be able to use it again. So that does work. So what's another way in which we can winterize the house on the cheap, because we're all about being efficient with what we have and not having to spend any extra additional dollars to make things happen?
Well, I think you could probably explain this, insulating your water heater.
Water heaters are probably the most inefficient item we have in our home. It's a big cylinder full of water, and once it gets below a certain temperature, it heats back up. Then it drops down and heats back up, whether you're there or not. For days and weeks, you can be gone, and that water heater, once it drops to a certain temperature, it'll put energy back in to warm that water back up. And that's just a very wasteful amount of energy, and it's the way it's been from day one. So there are sleeves or like giant blankets that you can purchase of insulation that are designed to go around the actual cylinder of the water heater to actually hold more heat in, so there's less energy, less time that water heater has to turn on to keep that water warm inside. So that's another way. It's a small investment for a long-term gain on savings in your home.
Definitely. So that's the water heater. Insulate your attic. Many people don't realize that maybe your attic is not as insulated as it should be.
Your attic is like your head.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of heat escapes out of the attic of your home. Just like you see these reporters, and you look at anybody that talks about wearing a hat during winter. What is it? 80-90% of the heat loss is from your head.
Right.
When I was growing up, we'd always you know, watch the news at home, and my parents would always say, "Why does those reporters never wear hats?" And that's the only thing they ever, you know, that's the thing. They never wore hats. Well, your head is where a lot of your heat loss is. Same thing for your attic. Heat rises. So if you can check and see where the heat loss is in your attic, just a small investment can make a tremendous amount of savings of keeping your house warm, as well as keeping it, saving money on energy.
Definitely. Okay, so your attic. Replace your furnace filter. Just like any type of filter, whether it be your car engine filter or your furnace filter, when it gets blocked up with stuff, it's not going to work as efficiently.
Right, and those are cheap to get. Check it. I don't know what the recommendations are, but I would say, you know, every month, every other month. You can, if you're a smoker, you want to check it more frequently if you smoke in the house, because it's pulling air from internally, recirculating through the furnace or air conditioner, and then putting it back out as a conditioned or heated air. So you want to check that and make sure you get a model number, so you're not going to the store going, "Well, I think this looks right," and it's not.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With that, and what else we have here?
Fleece or flannel sheets on the bed. If you are a warm sleeper, this might not be a good idea for you, because you might just wake up too hot and upset. But if you are somebody who is often cold at night, those fleece or flannel sheets can make a difference.
Right. And some of us may already have them. We do that. We switch them out as it gets cooler, to keep the bed,
And then we have a wool blanket we'll toss on top on the really cold nights. Which makes a difference, too.
And you've heard this from day one of anybody that rents or knows what a thermostat is. Instead of having it 74 degrees, put it at 68 degrees. You're not going to notice that big of a difference. And when you leave, turn it down. When you come home, you can turn it up. Some of these new thermostats are programmable. If you really are high-tech, some of these run off, I believe, smartphones now, where, I'll be home in an hour, or I can program it to, when I'm gone, it'll drop. When I come home, that's a whole other level of technology that many of us may not want to endure. So just keeping it at a cooler temperature makes a big difference on the heating bill, on the efficiency of your home. Additionally, while we're talking about this, I do want to make mention, it's not so much of a winterizing of the home, but checking your smoke detectors. Let's be smart.
Yeah,
it was
fire prevention week this week.
Was it?
Right. So you should check your smoke detectors, make sure they work, check the batteries. And then also, if your smoke detector is more than 10 years old, it should be replaced.
Oh, is that the standard?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think if you cannot afford a smoke detector, get a hold of your local fire station, and they can provide one for you. I'm not
100% sure about that.
But that seems about right.
Yeah, you could certainly give them a call.
Yeah,
and see.
Because a small investment is a whole lot cheaper than a bunch of people dead.
Yes.
I'm just being straight honest with you. You know, a $3 battery preventing the whole, you know, family being, you know, that. So check that. Anything else that we can winterize in our home, just be smart about.
Yeah, especially, you know, sometimes people, like on a Sunday afternoon or something, they're sitting there relaxing, doing whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, you catch a chill and you're like, oh, I'm cold, I'm going to turn the heat up. Sometimes just moving around a little bit is going to, you know, bring that blood flow back to you. And
open the window blinds.
Yeah, open the window blinds on a sunny day during the winter. Definitely something just to kind of get that chill out of the air.
So we hope that that has helped bring to light some of the things that maybe you can do on the very affordable level to make your winter a little more enjoyable inside, because winters around here are very long, very cold, and we want to check up on our neighbors who are not maybe that elderly neighbors or those who are disabled. We want to check up on them to make sure that they are okay. We hear that on the news, but it's always nice to be proactive instead of reactive. So.